יש לפעמים שהאדם מבזה את עבודה זו.
Sometimes one despises this work of assuming the burden of the kingdom of heaven, which is a time of a sensation of darkness, when one sees that no one can save him from the state he's in but the Creator. Then he takes upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason, as an ox to the burden and as a donkey to the load. One should be glad that now he has something to give to the Creator, and the Creator enjoys him having something to give to the Creator. But one does not always have the strength to say that this is beautiful work called adornment. But he despises this work. This is a harsh condition for one to be able to say that he chooses this work over the work of whiteness, meaning that he does not sense a taste of darkness during the work, but then one feels a taste in the work. It means that then he does not have to work with the will to receive, to agree to take upon himself the kingdom of heaven above reason. If he does overcome himself and can say that this work is pleasant to him, that now he is observing the mitzvah of faith above reason, and he accepts this work as beauty and adornment, this is called a joy of mitzvah. Further, it's the same action we build that second floor, but
14 from the writings of Rabash. A land where you will eat bread without scarcity. One must engage in the Torah day and night, and the night and day should be equal for him as written in the Zohar. In other words, the state of completeness called day and the state of incompleteness called night should be equal. That is, if his aim is for the sake of the Creator, then he agrees that he wants to bring contentment to his Maker. And if the Creator wants him to remain in the state of incompleteness, he agrees to this as well. The consent is expressed by doing his work as if he was rewarded with wholeness. This is regarded as agreeing when the day and night are equal to him. But if there is a difference to the extent of the difference, there is separation. And on that separation, there is a grip to the outer ones. Hence, if a person feels that to him there is a difference, he must pray to the Creator to help him so there will not be a difference for him. And then he will be rewarded with
completion. 15.
From Rabash, the difference between charity and a gift. In the work of the Creator, in the beginning of his work, he had energy and confidence and great importance for Torah and prayer, because at that time he had grace of holiness and felt that the work of the Creator is important. However, this was not considered a deficiency, that the Creator will satisfy a deficiency called dvikut with the Creator. Since the lack and the pain of not having dvikut with the Creator was not still felt in him, as he has not exerted for it, because he has just begun the work. But when he does not see the results over a long period of time of making efforts, and he does not see a satisfaction of his deficiency, torments and pain begin to form in him because he made efforts but sees no progress in the work. At that time, the thoughts begin to come one by one. Sometimes it is sparks of despair, and sometimes he grows stronger. But then he sees once more that he has fallen from his state, and so on repeatedly. Finally, a real deficiency forms in him, which he has obtained through exertions in ascents and descents. These ascents and descents leave him with pain each time at not having been granted dvikut with the Creator. Finally, when the cup of labor had been filled sufficiently, it is called a kli. Then the filling of it comes from the Creator. Since now he has a real kli, it follows that his seeing that now, after several years of work, he is retreated. This happens deliberately. So he will ache at not having dvikut with the Creator. It turns out that each time he must see that he is approaching the making of the kli, called real deficiency. That is, his gauge of katnut and gadlut, of the deficiency, is to the extent of the suffering he feels at not having the filling, which is called dvikut with the Creator, where all he wants is only to bring contentment to the Creator.
Let's do item 16.
16, Bala Sulam. This is because the Creator does not think for himself, whether he exists or whether he watches over his creations and such other doubts. Similarly, one who wishes to achieve equivalence of form must not think of these things as well, when it is clear to him that the Creator does not think of them, since there is no greater disparity of form than that. Hence, anyone who thinks of such matters is certainly separated from him, and will never achieve equivalence of form. This is what our sages said, "Let all your actions be for the sake of the Creator," that is, dvikut with the Creator. Do not do anything that does not yield this goal of dvikut. This means that all your actions will be to bestow and benefit your fellow person. At that time, when you achieve equivalence of form with the Creator, as all his creations are to bestow, all his actions are to bestow and benefit others, so you, all your actions will be only to bestow and to benefit others. This is the complete dvikut.